But I'm not an animal. But I would like to clarify to everyone on Earth that I'm also not an abattoir. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't industrially supply everyone with what they need, basically. Like, just in terms of all the different variety that's out there and all the ways that people will never accept creations of God. Do you know what I mean? On that level, I'm just saying, on that level, do you know what I mean? It goes down to like a brass tacks if you're religious. But if you don't believe in God, then it's like there's no one you're out to satisfy except human nature for future generations. That's just it. It's not human generations for the past that have already been and gone. It's for all the tears you could shed for future people that look back on things. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could do something actively in this time zone. Oh, well, maybe we'll stop remaking Ghostbusters. Maybe they needed a second one where we use an agenda led by people that are already hated to ruin something. Technically, women are hated. They're a hated party in the world. They're a minority to people that are so insecure that they could get sexually coerced, but just because they, you know, have a job to do and they've got to succeed at the job, they'll do it. Do you know what I mean? Does anyone ever think how easily susceptible men are in having sex? You use all these things and you don't think about them in the same way as people, do you? Well, that's just a bit of an introduction anyway. But you know what? I failed at university, so if you want to take me that seriously, then there's the door. Because you've done so much work to come this far and treat other people who are human beings as well like they're worth anything. Do you know what I mean? You've worked so hard. Don't just do that. Do it because you mean it. I just thought it's kind of funny to think of like the abrupt nature of kind of what I expect of other people when I kind of literally say that and then can think of nothing else but stopping there and throwing my shitty tinny microphone on the ground. That didn't resonate with me even because the resonance of the sound wasn't active. But I hope you've seen that enough to know that people still want it to resonate. And so there's something serious to think about within that. Not the drop itself. Just because you've heard it, you go, I don't care about this. Do you know what I mean? Like, just because you hear people doesn't mean you see them and feel them. And what I've been introduced to is something on Channel 4 called Untold, I Don't Trust My Therapist. And do you know why it's untold? Because most people don't give a fuck about people that aren't doing so well in a capitalist society, and that's how it will stay no matter what religion you subscribe to. And it does make sense that people want to earn something for their family, but haven't we warped that? Yes, we have. But what I'm suggesting is nothing. I'm just as fucked as you guys. So that's how you know I'm being fucking sincere. I just did it again and started. Do you want to hear this song that I keep playing? I mean, that sounds like Conflict, but it's such an old song. And what I was thinking about just now is that people back then, they've kind of got a liability to do what's best for them or not care. And I think someone as intelligent as Johnny Rotten, not his real name, but I don't care to call it to him because I respect his art and I don't know him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would say that in his time, it's much more difficult to be someone that's abrasive to society because you've not seen so many examples of it. You've not seen so many set ways in which it literally works. And I think people forget that, to be honest, because people don't like getting treated like they're weird, but then they conform themselves into a way that people will listen to. I'd like to do that in a different way, but do you know what? I've had the benefit of being educated, so I think I've fell into the most fucking monetary trap there is. It's a trap. I'm unable to do anything with my education. That's how it fucking sounds, exactly. When you oppose many things where you're supposed to be a stern and strong, forceful person, you kind of start going,
I don't think I'm that strong. Mummy, can you tell me that I'm good finally? Lie to me.
She's doing that nowadays because I got suicidal, but I tell you what, I, as a person within the world, learning it and knowing it, know that that isn't true, and she's just a brilliant woman for my life and me. Do you know what I mean? But what I've been seeing about, guys, third time cultured enough to be submissive enough to be bullied by you, to just let you realise that and go, I'm concerned. There was a psychologist sitting in a green chair, a leather chair, right? And I'm using you as an example. And I do respect you. I genuinely do respect you. That may be your stance in life. That may be your animalistic fucking power of, you know, shouting like a great ape, right? But you know that that's the better way within a complex society to be heard. Because otherwise, you'd just be battered down and you'd be trying to be even harder and you'd be getting angry, wouldn't you? You'd be getting angry because some people are just not that masculine. It's like what I was going on about earlier and what I will continue to go on about for the rest of my fucking life, to be honest, because people find sentiments like this fucking embarrassing over being like, oh, I really like that guy. You know, he's easy to bring out in front of my mates who I actually do try to be a proper person in front of. But technically, especially if you've been mates with them from school, someone's technically canonized you. You know what I mean? They've not kicked the shit out of you until you can't take anymore to get into the gang. But do you know what they have done? They've battered down the fucking hatches of your social responsibilities to yourself. Because they can't fucking feel secure within themselves. That's how you feel as well. But more submissive parties think, I'm just going to forget myself and be nicer to it. Do you know, more submissive parties help the Nazis. I'm not going to fucking throw that at you, to be honest. Because with casual Nazis like this, who can fucking know in this world as we live in? Who can fucking know sometimes, right? Because I trust in things like BetterHelp. And, you know, it's supposed to be there for you. It's a nice woman who runs my sessions, so I should probably put all the hatred and vitriol on my mental health and not question that lovely woman, right? When she's within a system that treats people like shit, I've just seen on Channel 4, yet invariably I've been seeing all the fucking time on random shitty fucking videos on YouTube that I use to fucking forget myself and, you know, taking a drink and thinking more about what I care about in life has reinvigorated it. So yeah, a peasant talking truth, let's just put him to death. Well, do you know what? There's a peasant talking truth, but it's not very truthful if you don't fucking agree with it. So maybe you should just fucking disagree with it all your life and oppress people until they're dead and you don't give a fuck still. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could just do that with yourself. Like, there was a point in the documentary where the woman, like, obviously, a caring person, yeah, and I will just say the colour that she is because I don't fucking know, but she's a black woman, right? And she's absolutely tons more caring than a lot of the people that are white people within systems that work for our fucking systems monetarily. It just works in exactly the same way through history, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's what you should really be angry at actively. That's why I fucking support kind of music that kind of feels like impoverished people murdering. Because you know what? I'm an impoverished person. And the way people shit on my fucking vulnerabilities and make them even worse and then go, oh, sorry, guys, is that how you are feeling? We wouldn't have done that to you because you're part of the team. That you suddenly give a fuck about. I'm trying to develop within a world that claims to know how to treat people that are homosexual, and I've been shown how to fucking not be a pussy, not be a faggot, and fuck women. But though I've got other tendencies, I've just felt shame. Isn't that the world working in some way or another? But so many people just don't notice that that's the case. Because it's taken fucking 11 years for me to think anything about a fucking experience I'm fucking ashamed of. But do you know what? If I fucked a woman and got it over with, I'd just be like, do you know what? That wasn't as big a deal as I thought. Now, if that's ringing true to you losing your virginity, that's because people put too much fucking pressure on sexuality. People would kill people by taking them for a faggot. Do you know what I mean? That makes you vulnerable. It makes you think, do you know what? People in society don't accept me. And thus, these people do not fucking accept me. So I'm susceptible to getting fucking stabbed or fucking shot or fucking knocked off easily. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to think about things in an action film kind of crime underworld kind of way to think that people do want to knock off people that don't fucking gel with their society very fucking well. And fuckity, fuckity, fucking fuck. Why listen to people that are so sexually fucking frustrated? Because their dick can't get hard. But I tell you what, I'll do something else and I won't need Noom or anything like that taking the piss out of me and patronising me going, ooh, are you having trouble getting hard? Well, guys, we all know how that can be. And when your girl's all, oh, you know what it's like, guys. How about you just take a vape and just calm down? It's the vape that's ruining your cock, you stupid cunt. But they'll gladly tell you shit like that and not give a fuck about you. It's exactly the kind of people, right, that make me equally annoyed about how my dick doesn't work sometimes because I don't agree with certain people, right? Equally annoyed at that by being like, I'm here for your mental health. I'm here for your emotional space and physical stuff. That does not matter when your head doesn't feel right. Yeah, well, you'll tell me shit like that. And do you know what? You just fucking lie to me. You just bullshit me the whole fucking time. Because I was telling myself that I was wrong within a situation where someone that has had adequate help and does feel healthy within society is teaching me to be a better person. Psychiatrically, that's worked over the years because we keep it to a government that has tried that for years and years and generations. When someone just pops up all of a sudden and goes, you know, government isn't really that helpful, is it? Because they use scientific methods that aren't always proven to work, right? Or they're fronted by people who are individually fucking idiots. Now on BetterHelp, how often will you accept the fucking brunt of being like, do you know what? I am a fucking idiot for that. You'll probably say that because there's money at stake. Isn't that sad that people can degrade you like that? And that comes down to a sexual facet that you don't give a fuck about, right? Whilst people feel that and starve to death. There is levels of living in the world and being respected and feeling like you're being fucking respected, isn't there? It just has its limitations. If you tell me 140 quid a month is going to get me a conversation with someone that is concerned, then I'll stop bothering my loved ones and ruining their lives, all their personal experience where it's like, do you know what? I'm trying not to be so emotional. I know you're not trying to be so emotional because there's money involved. And when I'm getting emotional, it feels like a never-ending cycle. And I give you money. And I find out later on through research that I do myself that you're not even licensed to properly do it on the equivalent level that the NHS does medically. Right, well, you could skip all that stuff if you just want to talk to someone and have your ego said, okay. You're in the right. But a lot of these people don't know how minority groups feel oppressed. So what is the point in talking to them? I'll put myself in with that, with other people's problems, because I don't know the extent of the incredibly crushing thing that you're going through, but I'm pissed off about it. Surely you can hear that. Surely you can fucking hear that someone, right, as compass mentors as me, feels exactly like I make a dick of myself all the time. Do you know why? Because I like ridiculing things, but the only things that are okay with admitting some things are people that are ridiculed. Some women come out with points that are really salient and true because they've been shat on the whole time and they've just been thinking things that are true but never get listened to. I think that's the difference invariably with so many minority groups. They're never fucking listened to. And people with these problems, send them to BetterHelp. Send them to fucking government therapy. And you know what? It works exactly the ways that people get dissatisfied if they're intelligent enough to be so. Or if their problems require someone intelligent enough to solve them. Some people are not trained enough with the adequate knowledge to do that. They'd look at police people and think, wow. Because they can't fucking do it. Do you know the shame of this whole society is as well? That if I was on the internet right now, then you could get approval from people. But, tell you what. If you think things in the bathroom and they're high concept, you may come into the other room as a isolated person and not know what you were talking about. So, yeah, that's just happened. And, do you know what? I don't like editing because I like you to think that, oh, his intelligence is too low to make points to me. Yeah, it might be, so maybe fuck off. Fuck off.
I've listened for this long, but I'm just getting annoyed.
Fuck off. Because I've done that with things that I don't understand enough or respect enough. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Do you get me?
Oh, let's just pander about, act like those are things that people culturally bring from different locations, right? As if, like, you know, they're like a point to be made and a point to go, isn't that silly? It fair enough, right, in some ways or another to kind of condense things. But I'll say, looking back on it, it feels pathetic having moved on. Like in small gauges to small gauges, people saying things that are genuinely important within a system of something like how the media works. Just with how the media works, right? I could just stop it and talk for 2 hours whilst watching a half an hour thing. But yeah, like I do try and just get on and try and be as rapid as I speak with how I think. You know, and that's exactly what the fuck I was trying to say, that if I was talking to people at the moment, then people would just kind of want to acknowledge that other people are doing the same thing, and it becomes something that just becomes a number-based thing that ultimately becomes pointless. I want people to care about the content of what I do bother to say, just occasionally, you know, when I remember that I give a fuck. That's how people in a capitalist society work, and that's how ashamed of myself I feel before anyone fucking bothers to say that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm white. Yeah, yeah, I've got a white ass. Suck my dick. you know what I mean? It all just really outlined it in a good way. Unlike 8 Mile. No, it did, to be fair. It did, to be fair. And if you look back on it, I imagine a lot of people from this generation will not look at all the ways that things have slowly moved in a direction, but they'll go, do you know what? People back then were just fucking idiots. That's how people easily want to react when they don't know how much it takes to hear things and take them in and absorb them on different days and just build them up and up and up. If you try and take it all at once, then you say really fucking stupid things, just like me. But I tell you what, all the people fucking reacting to things are not taking that in enough and going, do you know what? I should take a look at myself, like I'm a component of the media because that's who they're expressing it to. And so you should say more when you're bothered by it. You should fucking feel it and say more. Don't feel like you can't say fuck all, because that's how things work in a broken fashion, isn't it? I was just thinking earlier how there's a gate that people have just bent in the locks on. I bent in a gate earlier because I was bothered by the external noises. I've got schizophrenia, but that's aside from the point. People have you believe that, but clearly it's not aside from the point. It's kind of the point I'm making. But yeah, Things get into disrepair through people not giving a fuck. I was thinking earlier about the housing association that doesn't bother to fucking pay attention to little things that are broken there. I care about how the fuck I've acted over 5 years, because do you know what? I get pissed off and I start damaging things. But when the person comes round and they inspect the place, what do they say? It's not a very nice view out there, is it? It's fucking amazing how people just want to tear you down from whatever viewpoint you're in. You've not said anything. Oh, did the other fucking customers make you a cup of tea? Oh, Jesus Christ, do people really enjoy being in a position where they can finally judge people and make them curl up and all that shit? Make them feel like shit. Do you know what I mean? When I leave something out of anger, usually it's because I feel too shit about a complex subject that they've already felt versed enough to fucking express. And you know, that's a lot of people commenting on the things that they're expected to know about. If only you could engage with people more, discuss things more, then they'd give more of a fuck about themselves. But there's no one fucking doing that. And that's just what you've got to express to people that are isolated and given the free will to do things that are better than being mollycoddled. Do you know what I mean? But how you work that out is to scam people and lie to them and fuck them up and all that stuff. Well, sorry that that's how the world works, but they might adopt a load of shitty characteristics if they want to do it. Are you shouted down enough? Oh, thank fuck, I can carry on with my evil deeds. Do you know, every time I put music on and try and distract myself, I just drop the microphone again. But I've got to say that whenever I try and be an abrasive person that knows it, other people start going, oh, do you know what? That's probably because they're upset about these things that I'm so fucking above. And when sexual abuse is something that people are supposed to respect, yeah, you're just going to use people's sexuality as like an assumption to get your boy because you've got senses. Because you've got senses, you sense something that isn't fucking actualized within complex discussion. So you can treat people one way and get an effect, but it's not necessarily true. Fuck this. So yeah, it's probably enough for you as well, to be fair. Like, I do say too much, and I will say, right? When the woman, the black woman, yeah, exactly, I got too wrapped up in that because I'm so fucking white and ashamed of myself. Do you know why? Because I'm white and Irish. I'm more ashamed than most people that are white. So fuck you. Do you know what I mean? English people go, oh, wow, we're all in the same boat. And then realise it's racist. Do you know what? There's an inescapable quality in being English that you're a racist. You support it going on, so do you know what I mean? It's a superpower within the world because of the small people that exist within it. And that is true. A lot of people will try and make you understand that just in low moments, like when you've got time and you're too drunk and you listen to things that are a bit too hippie for your schedule. Do you know what I mean? Like, some people care, some people fucking don't. I've been raised to a point where I really do care, right? And the black woman, obviously, she understands a lot of hardship and has got to think about that within her history, not just herself and what's happened to her little heritage. Because it's not a little heritage that's been shit on. To Irish people, in a more minor way, I will say, they've been accepted, right, by English people through war. And so, in Dublin, that's like a capital of, anti-taxation and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, stuff to help the English government just fucking get by all the fucking time and shit on people that are smaller than them and then go, oh, are you Welsh? Oh, that's very special. Are you Irish? Oh, that's very special. Are you Scottish? Oh, that's very special. Are you African? Significantly less. Thank you very much, because it's true. It's not me that's decided that. Don't get it misinterpreted. As Tupac said, oh, I've misinterpreted it. It was, don't get it twisted, but that word was too black for me, realistically. Do you know what I mean? All these phrases that come out in impoverished Oh, right, okay, but that's a part where you can split people, to be fair. I don't know where phrases come up. You know, colloquially, in England, you think about different parts of the UK, and people get offensive about it, like a Civil War kind of racism. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I think I'm a piece of shit for what I've just done wrong. And I know it. It's just an unending fucking shameful fucking fear of being ashamed. Unless you want to do cocaine and go, wow, isn't my Marc Jacobs bag very nice? Tell you what, your Calvin Klein pants are very nice, but it's what's underneath I'm interested in. Gay cock out.